Now, this is Bob Pliska at the Holy Spirit Study Institute in Purgatsville from WHMG 98.7. As you know, I have eye problems, and so one of our neighbors, Jeannie Dunathan, has been reading the materials and reporting to me, and she has a great article talking about the facing of the East by the priest with his back to the people, leading the people towards God. So, Jeannie, would you go ahead?
Just as a reminder to us, the priest and the people both facing the same direction is called Ad Orientem. This is an article that says that the response to the reintroduction of the historic Ad Orientem celebration of the Mass in the Diocese of Gallup, New Mexico, has been overwhelmingly positive, the diocese's communication director told The Wanderer. Her name is Susan Hammonds. The Gallup bishop, James Wall, announced the change in a July 22nd letter to the diocese. Hammond, the communications director, told The Wanderer that some people mistakenly thought this was our attempt to return to pre-Vatican II rubric without understanding that even Vatican II documents themselves assume the priest says the Mass ad orientem. Hammonds added that we've had emails from people in other countries, Ireland, England, expressing gratitude to Bishop Wall for this additional option. Beginning his letter, turning toward God, celebrating the Mass ad orientem, Bishop Wall cited a recent letter by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI that touched on various topics, including the Eucharist. He acknowledged, and rightfully so, that we have become too lax in our approach to the Eucharist. Wall wrote, "There were a number of reasons for this, even extreme cases when Holy Communion has been distributed to non-Catholics at weddings and other large events for the sake of inclusion. We know, however, that such inclusivity is actually quite dangerous, for it can put someone's soul at risk in the name of not hurting feelings. We would do well to remember then," Bishop Wall continued, "that the Eucharist is not simply a nice sign or symbol of communion with God, but rather truly is communion with God. Pope Benedict's letter thus provides an opportunity for us to reflect on how better to respect the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. A contributor to the UK Catholic Herald expressed his pleasure at Bishop Wall's decision. Chad Pecknold, a theology professor at Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., posted on July 26, "Bishop Wall treats the common objection that such worship entails the priest turning his back to the people. This is technically true, but misses the point, namely that such a practice literally turns everyone united together as one body. The implication then is the opposite of some kind of separation between priest and people, but rather the deepest kind of union, facing God together, physically as well as spiritually." Bishop Wall acknowledged that Ad Orientem, quote, "can be a contentious topic. To make changes to the way we pray can be difficult, especially when it comes to liturgical prayer. By explaining and advocating for this, I am in no way trying to disrupt the way people of this diocese pray. Rather," he continued, "I am trying to open the treasury of the church's patrimony so so that together we can all experience one of the most ancient ways that the Church has always prayed, starting with Jesus and reaching even to our own day, and thereby learn from the ever-ancient, ever-new wisdom of the Church.
Okay, now we wanted to add in here that the churches originally were all facing towards the east, and that's due to the fact that Jesus his return is supposed to be coming from the east. The churches were oriented so that the people faced east and that the priest would be leading the people to God. And as Father Buckley, the retreat master for Ignatian Retreat at the Holy Spirit Study Institute, said, you wouldn't want a bus driver looking at you. You'd rather have him looking at the road and leading you to where your destination will be. And that's what the priest is doing. He is leading the people. He is the focal point, the people focal their prayers through him to God. He acts in the place of Jesus and bringing the prayers to the Father. So Ad Orientem is not turning your back on the people. It's leading your people to God. And that's something that lost in time with the Vatican II radical changes that many instituted by their individual bishops. So just to bring you up to date, history needs to be looked at in everything. Otherwise, we repeat the same mistakes. We love our neighbor, but if we're praying to Jesus, from Jesus through him to the Father, then we ought to focus all on the same objective. So in the meantime, think about that. God be with you from Holy Spirit Study Institute in Perkinsville, West Virginia.